With all the high-profile races this election season, local down-ballot races can get lost. But voters in the West Valley will be seeing another issue on their ballot on November 8th, asking them to vote yes or no for a $141 million bond to fund WestMEC, or the Western Maricopa Education Center District. WestMEC is a Joint Technical Education District, or a JTED, that aims to prepare 29,000 West Valley students at 46 high schools to enter the workforce. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with WestMEC Superintendent Greg Donovan about what the bond means and where that money would go.
All of that money goes to improving and adding student programs. We have two campuses which are not yet complete, and so a significant amount of the money goes to those campuses. We currently offer 21 programs where students travel to us. Upon completion of this bond program, we would have 40 programs. So it's a significant addition, and it will also give us some money if we continue to grow over the next 10 years at the rate we have been growing. It would give us the money then to seek another site and to add additional programs.
And you said you just broke ground on a site in Surprise for a new campus?
Yes, our newest campus is located at Dysart and Grand Avenue in the city of Surprise. Upon completion, it will be quite an extensive campus with as many as 17 to 20 different career programs.
And some of this bond money would go to that?
About $50 million of it will go to that campus.
Okay, so it's a sizable chunk. So if this doesn't pass, what happens to that campus?
Well, that campus, we have some money from the previous bond, and that campus would have 5 programs. And we will do the best we can until the community says we're ready for additional opportunity. And at some point then, we would hope the community would support that, and we would be able to grow that site as well as our other sites and other opportunities. We wouldn't do any less. I mentioned we currently have 20 programs. We would continue to maintain those quality 20 programs.
Right. Okay. So will you just have some acreage sitting empty if this doesn't pass?
Yes. We have the acreage ready to go. The previous bond bought the acreage, the ground, but we keep being asked to do more. And so we would like the community's support for our bond election. This is about economic development, and this is about making sure our young people have saleable skills. It is important to go to school and be educated, but we all work for a living, and helping young people select the appropriate career pathway and helping them get on that career pathway benefits all of our community and all of our economics as a community.
So when you talk about JTEDs, you really are talking about the economic development of the state.
Absolutely. Students involved with career and technical education graduate at a 98% rate from high school. The state's graduation rate is currently running about 76%. So being connected in career and technical education adds that relevance that young people say, this is where I want to be. It makes sense to them. It was not education in the abstract. It was education that was hands-on and real. And so all pieces of education began to make sense to that student.
Greg Donovan, Superintendent of WestMEC, thanks for your time.
Have a great day, and thank you for your interest.
The bond would cost homeowners about $6 more a year for property assessed up to $100,000 to fund WestMEC's expansion.